The first of a series of open hearings investigating whether Donald Trump has committed an impeachable offence has been told that the Trump administration actively pushed for an investigation into Democrats in exchange for a White House meeting and security assistance for Ukraine. The inquiry was launched after an anonymous whistleblower's complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate his Democratic foe, Joe Biden, and Biden's son, all while the US was holding up military aid. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel joined me a short time ago from outside the hearing.
Sabra, you have two quite credible witnesses, and they have been hand-picked by the Democrats for that reason. One, George Kent, is a career State Department staffer, is an expert in Ukraine. The other, Ambassador Bill Taylor, is the acting ambassador to Ukraine, but was the ambassador previously and has a lifetime of public service. They're both very articulate. And essentially, they have built a story around the fact that they say there was a two-track foreign policy going on, one formal that they were involved in, and then a second, less formal track that was being run by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. And both of them say in different ways that over a period of months, they became aware that two things were being put before the Ukrainian government by the Trump administration. One was the prospect of a White House meeting between the Ukrainian president and President Trump, and the other was this issue of security aid. Now, this is security aid that was given to Ukraine after the downing of MH17, and these two Ukraine experts say that the Trump administration was essentially playing that off, suggesting that the Ukrainian government would have to investigate Hunter Biden and his involvement in business in Ukraine. He, of course, is the son of Democratic candidate Joe Biden, and that also the Ukrainian government should investigate whether Ukraine was working with the Democrats in 2016 to meddle in the election. Here's what Bill Taylor, the acting ambassador, had to say.
Following that meeting, in the presence of my staff at a restaurant, Ambassador Sondland called President Trump and told him of his meetings in Kyiv. The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward. Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for.
Zoe, how significant that the doors have been opened up and the hearings have been made public?
Well, I think the significance is that many of these witnesses, if not all of them, have already been deposed privately, and many people like me have already read those depositions, but the majority of Americans, of course, have not. The Republicans say that this is all for show, and perhaps it is, that these two men that are being deposed today were chosen because they're good TV talent, and that may well be true in the sense that the Democrats need to get these witnesses in front of the voting public in order for there to be public support for impeachment. And I think, Sabra, once several of these key witnesses have been brought forward and Democrats feel that they've put forward enough evidence, even if it's hearsay, from these witnesses, will then move forward to an impeachment vote in the House. There's a suggestion that that could happen before Christmas.
Zoe Daniel reporting.